Revere?
Here.
Alder Curry?
Here.
Alder Madison?
Here.
Alder Evers?
Here.
Alder Rummel?
Here.
Madam Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. All right. We have, I believe, no registrants for general public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none, then we will proceed to the consent agenda. Are there items? We have no public comment. So are there items that alders would wish to have excluded from the consent agenda? President Figueroa Cole.
Item 10, please.
Item 10. Thank you, Alder. Alder Revere.
Thank you, Mayor. Agenda items 6 and 7, please, for exclusion.
As expected, Alder Revere.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any additional items that alders wish to have excluded from the consent agenda? If not, then President Figueroa Cole, a motion on the balance of the agenda excluding items 6, 7, and 10.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt all items on the agenda except 6, 7, and 10. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, the consent agenda is adopted. And so then we will go to items 6 and 7. Is there any objection to taking them up together? Seeing no objection, then President Figueroa Cole, a motion on items 6 and 7, please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt items 6 and 7. On items 6 and 7, are there questions for staff? Alder Revere?
Thank you, Mayor. As my colleagues know, two Finance Committee meetings ago, we spent a fair amount of time discussing this, and I certainly don't want to ask our street superintendent to answer questions yet again that he already answered at our last discussion. So let me just quickly ask Street Superintendent Romines a couple of questions relating to conversations that we've had since that last Finance Committee meeting. Thank you very much, Charlie, for being here again and for the time you've shared with me over the last several days. First, could you just summarize for the committee and other interested parties, the conversation that we've had and the determination that you've come to relating to effective dates of both the additional enforcement tools proposed in the ordinance amendment, as well as the actual policy itself, effective date in terms of large item collection?
Sure. So related to the ordinance changes in Chapter 27 and 10, what we'd like to see is the ability to either, we'll really start enforcement of those as soon as possible with proper notice after assumed passage at Common Council. And that's really not about additional opportunity to fine and fee. It's an opportunity. These properties, and there are really about 36 or so in the city, have had about 3 years now to get up to speed and provide work orders and participate the right way. And for various reasons, I'm sure they have not. And so to continue to give them additional months to get up to speed, I don't see why that would work. And so the intention would be that if we could get that ordinance piece passed, we get the letters out by the very tail end of July, very early August. And those letters would inform the properties that the ordinances have changed, that there will be enforcement through building inspection, both on the upcoming changes to policy as well as the fine and fee schedule for non-compliance. We would notify them of that. Additionally, there would be in that letter and then into those non-offending properties, this relates, segues into the policy piece. We would be reaching out to those that are 9 and above to alert them that there is a, assuming again it passes council, there is a policy change coming as early as January 1st of 2025, that regarding something coming forward in the budget to allow us to continue to service those 9 and aboves, that we would be suspending service, or really ending, I shouldn't say suspending, we'd be ending service for large items for those residential complexes and businesses, but residential complexes 9 and above, to give them a heads up that that is likely to occur and that they would be hearing from us again in late November, early December, depending on how the budget proceeded, to inform them if that indeed was the case and if we need to change that policy, set a firm date to where they would no longer be receiving large item collection services. So again, it's really kind of two parts. There's the ordinance change, which is 10 and 27, which has a lot to do with the fine and fee schedules, as well as referencing the policy. The policy is a second question. The policy, really, the heart of it is the change, kind of codifying the changes we've made over the last 3 years in large items. And then also the last piece, which is certainly significant, would be getting out of the business of servicing 9 and aboves.
Thank you very much, Charlie. You anticipated my follow-up question about the communication policy that we had discussed as well. So with that, Mayor, I'm happy to yield.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Madison, questions?
Yes. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm in on the street, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
All right. So just really a quick question for Charlie. This was really coming from a constituent. Have there been issues with larger complexes that are already paying for a service? So, you know, like they're just regularly paying for a service to pick up their large items.
You mean they're paying private haulers already?
Yep.
No, not that I'm aware of. I can't say there's never any, but none that have risen to anywhere near my level. And so I'm going to say no, there have not in any real way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions for staff? Alder Rummel?
Thank you. The ordinance talks about November 1st, and Charlie just said January 1st. Has there been some shift to the start date or something else that I just didn't catch?
For the Alder, for the policy, we're looking at bump back to January 1st of 2025 to allow really the budget process to play out if there is some way or some interest in continuing to service those 9 and aboves. And from the ordinance change, on the ordinance standpoint, we're looking at perhaps a substitute for Coastal Council to see if there's, but we have to work with the sponsors on that first to see if there's, if we can scrub November 1st for the reasons I had said that these locations have had about 3 years to get up to speed. And rather than allow them 3 more months to dilly-dally, we'd like to be able to prod them along with a ordinance change that takes effect right away. Again, in order to gain compliance, not just start having building inspection ticket and fine any earlier.
Thank you, Alder.
I guess it just seems there's maybe I'm not in the weeds with the policy, but so pretty much the effective date, if you're this scofflaw, that's my word for them, it's going to be November 1st. They start, things are going to start to change on our end on how we treat it. Is that a fair assessment?
Based on the ordinance language in front of you, you may see a substitute, a scrubbing November 1st off, comes to council.
But it sounds like you as staff prefer it to stay November 1st.
No, Alderman, I appreciate that. My preference is that we can start pushing these folks along sooner rather than later. And I think, you know, given reflection, speaking with our friends in building inspection attorney's office, since we're really dealing with 36 or so properties, we'd really like to be able to start pushing them along sooner rather than later. And if this ordinance can take effect sooner, not the policy change regarding 9 and above, but the ordinance allowing a better path to enforce, then perhaps we can start gaining compliance in August and September instead of waiting until November to really start the process. And again, given that these folks have had a number of years to come into compliance, and it's a relatively small number that are really the key issues, we'd like to get going on that sooner rather than later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Other questions for staff? If not, items 6 and 7 have been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Alder Verveer?
Thank you, Mayor. I move an amendment to agenda item number 6 to change the effective date in section 9 to October 1, 2024.
Is there a second?
Second.
We moved and seconded to change the effective date in, I'm sorry, Alder, section 9?
Yes.
To October 1st, 2024?
Correct.
Would you like to speak to the amendment?
Yes, please. Thank you again, Mayor. So just consistent with the colloquy we've just had with the street superintendent, in our conversations over the last few days, Charlie, and I again appreciate Charlie, our work together all these years and certainly in the last few days, concurred with my thought that we really could increase the move up, I should say, the effective date for the additional tools that we would be providing building inspection and the streets division in this regard. Consistent with the communications from constituents that Maggie shared with us within the hour, and the conversation that was on the Nextdoor app and the photos of that problem east side property that's apparently long been a junkyard, kind of illegal dumping ground. I thought it was inappropriate to wait until November to utilize those tools. I never personally had a problem. In fact, I strongly support giving these additional tools, increasing the penalties for property owners that are in violation of our existing laws, and tightening those up is wholly appropriate. So the only reason why Legistar wasn't updated in this regard over the long holiday weekend was simply that it would have been pretty problematic to get the concurrence of all the sponsors of the ordinance to agree to a so-called substitute in this regard. So that's why I'm offering it here as an amendment, a simple amendment. And the intent would be that the same would be offered at the Board of Public Works meeting on Wednesday. They are the lead committee referral on this item, and that a substitute then would be drafted by the city attorney's office between now and the council meeting. Let us finish on this amendment before I move on. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. All right, so what's before us is the Verveer amendment to change the effective date on item 6, section 9, to October 1st, 2024. It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, Is there objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of the Vivier amendment? Seeing no objection, that amendment is adopted. And we're back to the main motion, which is items 6 and 7. Alder Vivier, did you wish to continue?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I simply would respectfully request that we divide the question on these two agenda items. And so for me personally, I very much support, as I just articulated, the amended agenda item number 6. However, despite the nice conversations that I've had with the street superintendent and with yourself, among others, Mayor, I just cannot support the change in this longstanding policy of discontinuing large item collection to most of the renters in our community, the apartment buildings and the condominium buildings in our community at this time. With that said, I do want to point out, and this maybe would help further respond to Alder Rummel's question. For those of you that haven't noticed, for agenda item number 7 in Legistar, staff did create a version 2.0, if you will, of the policy, consistent with the discussion that we've had today with Superintendent Romines. So you'll see in Legistar for the policy agenda item number 7 that it does have the new official effective date to be after the budget process of New Year's Day. It would have the effect of allowing for a more robust communication of the policy change to the many, many, many affected parties citywide. And by our streets division PIO primarily, but through all means available to us. And then further, it gives the street superintendent the flexibility that perhaps if indeed there is no monies appropriated in the budget to continue the longstanding large item collection for most rental properties and condominium properties in the city, in the new year, that then in their discretion, the street superintendent is able to actually decide on that effective date after the new year. So for example, if we've had an unfortunate rough winter, that we won't be starting this policy in the midst of where snow is piled high on our terraces and so forth. So there is some flexibility offered in the second version, which is the, again, most recent version for agenda item number 7 in our legislative tracking software. So again, in closing here, I respectfully request, Mayor, that we divide the question on agenda item 6 and 7, and we'll happily support agenda item 6 as amended, and would request that I be recorded as voting no on agenda item number 7, despite my sincere appreciation to the superintendent for the accommodations that he's made and allowing some additional time to communicate the change in policy and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. The Alder has requested division of the question, so we would vote separately on items 6 and 7. Is there any objection to dividing the question? Seeing no objection, let's take item 6 as amended first. So item 6 as amended is before us. It has been moved and seconded. Is there further discussion on item 6? Seeing no further discussion, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of item 6 as amended? Seeing no objection, item 6 as amended is adopted. And we'll move on to item 7, which is the policy change, Legistar 83634. Item 7 has been moved and seconded, but for clarity's sake, can we have unanimous consent that it is the version 2.0 that is moved and seconded? Is there any objection? All right, so seeing no objection, the motion is to adopt version 2. Is there discussion on item 7? Seeing no further discussion on item 7, with the exception of Alder Vervier, who wishes to be recorded as voting no on item 7, is there objection to recording an aye vote? Seeing no objection, we'll record aye votes with the exception of Alder Verveer, who will be recorded as voting no. Thank you, Charlie. All right, so that's items 6 and 7. That takes us to item 10, which is Legistar 84167, establishing rules and procedures for Common Council deliberations on the City of Madison's 2025 capital and operating budgets. President Figueroa Cole, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded to adopt item 10. Are there questions for staff on item 10? Alder Figueroa Cole.
Thank you, Mayor. There has seemed to be some confusion on the council floor last week on this item. So I would like for staff to just give an introduction of what the item is about. It's something we do every year, but for new Alders, it would be a great reminder, please.
Thank you, Alder. Maggie, Hello. Can you take this?
I can try to. I'm going to ask Betsy to chime in if necessary, because she is more seasoned. But essentially, this item is the same as what we had last year. So it's just establishing rules for how amendments can be proposed by alders and kind of the deadlines for when those amendments need to take place, and also kind of the calendar for when agencies will be presenting their capital and operating budgets to the finance committee, and then essentially like what days budget proceedings will be taking place.
Thank you, Maggie. And so isn't this information also available on the website, or will be available on the budget website, the timeline?
We probably can put it on the budget web, that like you're talking about the attachment that's on the file that has the calendar.
The deadlines that we usually put there, that I think that is included on the budget side.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's really all I wanted to clarify for people.
Okay. Betsy, did I miss anything?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any additional questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection? Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, item 10 has been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 10. And that is the balance of our agenda. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move adjournment.
Is there a second? Second. Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all. Have a good night.